You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
December the 2nd, Congressman Adam Shifty Schiff, Democrat, California, the very guy who called for legislation to protect this then special counsel Robert Mueller to continue the Russian investigation, now is very upset and angry and fighting back about what AG William Barr has done. Barr announced a special counsel will continue investigating the FBI actions in the early stages of that same Russian probe. He's telling Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham, who's already been looking at that, he said, continue. Now, as a U.S. Attorney, Durham is subject to being relieved of his duties when President-elect Joe Biden takes office. His investigation could be shut down by the next administration. But as you heard from my guest in the previous hour, Zach Smith with the Heritage Foundation, unless they take action like that, the investigation will continue. They will pull the plug. I'm sure they will. But they were all about protecting their special counsel investigation, weren't they? And the Justice Department is also reiterating, regardless of what the AP reported yesterday, even though it reported accurately, regardless of how it's interpreted by mainstream media and all the progressive left, we are still investigating possible election fraud. We're not done. Now, AP yesterday put out a statement from Bill Barr who said, to date, we have not seen any evidence of widespread fraud. That phrase, to date, means not yet. Doesn't mean we're done. But the mainstream media rushed forward and along with all their political followers and the rest of the lemmings. Oh, it's over. It's all done. Even A.G. Barr tells Trump, forget it. It's over. It may end up that way. But don't believe what the mainstream media tells you on how they interpret the story. And in fact, we've got a very good piece coming up in the next segment, dealing with what happens inside a CNN production meeting and how they decide what they're going to run, what stories they can run to lie to you, to mislead you, to scare the bejesus out of you. That's coming up in the next segment. But the Justice Department is reiterating, we're not done. We will continue to pursue all specific and credible allegations of ballot fraud. And there are a lot of them. Oh, and the Secretary of State in Georgia. We told you yesterday he's going to launch investigations into several groups that are trying to rush people in to vote, become members of the Georgia citizenship so they can have a chance to vote in that January 5 Senate runoff election. He said, we're investigating not only individuals but groups. And you know what? One of the groups, one of them called America Votes, another Vote Forward, the other New Georgia Project, which, by the way, the New Georgia Project was founded by Stacey Abrams, former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams. And she's looking for a way to get illegal folks into Georgia so they can register in time just to vote, maybe get dead voters back on the rolls and do everything they can. If you think they stole the presidential election, now the Senate race, I'm telling you, there will be so many pieces and opportunities for fraud. You cannot look away. Don't even blink. You'll miss something. A Newsmax McLaughlin Associates survey found that basically 94% of Republicans blame most of the voter fraud in the recent election on Democrats. No surprise there, right? And 57% of all of them surveyed believe mainstream media should go ahead and declare Biden the winner, even though we're being still counting and going through legal challenges. Well, let's turn to COVID for a minute. I know you haven't forgotten about it, have you? Have you? Do you have your mask on? I'm going to issue a mandate. If you're going to listen to my program, you must wear your mask. Are you going to wear your mask? Okay, don't. Forget I said it. I never made such a mandate. You're going to defy me anyway, aren't you? So be it. Stand by for more to come.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Businesses, restaurants, nursing homes need to be free of COVID. So you should be contacting Wellington Environmental. A professionally trained team will disinfect your facility using powerful but safe disinfectants. And here's something new. Wellington has a line of foggers that you can use to disinfect your own facility. These foggers are in high demand, but Wellington Environmental has some for now. They cost about $500. But my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. You save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional disinfecting, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You still feel you're the most trusted name in news? Because I have to say, from what I've been hearing on these phone calls, I don't know about that. I mean, we got a lot of recordings that indicate you're not really that independent of a journalist.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. So everybody, in light of that, I think what we'll do is we'll set up a new system, and we'll be back with you. We'll do the rest of the call a little bit later.
Ha, 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 ha. I love that. That was James O'Keefe of Project Veritas and asking the president of CNN, do you still think you're a good news organization? Because I don't see where you're actually doing anything to serve the people. He was listening in, and he said he'd been listening in and recording these morning production meetings for two months. Now, you know that suddenly Jeff Zucker, who's had, well, thank you for your remarks. Folks, we're going to dismiss right now. We'll rejoin and do this a little bit later. In other words, change the channel we're on because he's tapped in. Somebody gave it to him, and he's been listening for 2 months. What did we say in that 2 months? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What did we say in that 2 months leading up to the election? What did we say? Well, O'Keefe says he's got a lot of material to release. It's going to be parceled out, which is fine. You know, it's his project. But supposedly what he did was have someone inside, obviously, CNN, give them the hookup number, the connection to listen to these calls they were having every morning with production meetings. Now, let me give you a background for a moment. in news operations, it is not uncommon, depending on the operation, to have one, two, maybe three or more meetings about content coverage and things of that nature. They kind of sit around, spitball some ideas and stories, and decide to assign this reporter that story. Maybe just we'll send a photographer to cover that story. We won't need a reporter. Just pick up the press release, things of that nature. That's when they were actually trying to do news. I mean, really news. And sometimes there might be an investigative piece that somebody wants to bring forward and say, I got this line on this guy. If you can give me a couple of days, I can prove he doesn't live in the district they're supposed to be representing, which is contrary to law. I did that one time on one state legislator. We had all the evidence, and, of course, the best evidence was his ex-wife because she was PO'd because he was now living with his girlfriend and had been for months outside his district. And the rent application and the utilities were all in his name. We went to interview him on the floor of the House, the Missouri House. He heard we were coming. He sat on the floor and hiding himself behind a newspaper, constantly holding it up as if he's reading something very, very interesting. So these production meetings happen. And yes, there might be some things said in those production meetings that you really wish you hadn't, or sometimes they end up on, quote, the assignment board. I've had that happen, where somebody will make some crude joke about something that really shouldn't be made fun of, and they may or may not get a laugh, but it may go up on the board as an idiot hangs himself. And it may go up like that. And that may carry the slug line throughout the entire newscast during the day for paper and materials distributed and cutting video. And then if someone ever comes after them, they're going to have a big explanation as to how they were treating that story. But here we have production meetings at CNN. I've never done a network production meeting, so I cannot say I've been there on that level. But it's really not any different. They gather around. They have various producers, associate producers, maybe some reporters, sometimes an anchor, depending on what time of day. And they join, in this case, conference calls so they can all take part of it without having to be there, and they don't want to be there because of COVID and all the rest of the stories you can come up with. And they start pitching story ideas, and remarks are made. Sometimes maybe slanderous remarks, sometimes racist remarks, sometimes xenophobic or misogynist remarks, things of this nature. And depending on the group, it may kind of be just laughed off or moved on. Well, now, when James O'Keefe started listening to these meetings, and he told Jeff Zucker, I've been monitoring you for 2 months. The first thing you need to keep in mind, the president of CNN taking part in daily decision-making of what goes on the news. The news. Yes, he's responsible for everything that goes on his air. But here he is, now in the midst of deciding what goes, and I'm sure if he suggested or did a wink-wink about this story or gave it a thumbs up without saying anything and other folks saw him, if it's a Zoom call. I'm not saying he did anything like the other guy at CNN. I'm just saying he gave a thumbs up. Anyway, you're trying to get me down that rabbit hole, weren't you? Not going to do it. But anyway, Zucker is taking part in a production meeting of what's going to appear on CNN and NN News. Later, before the hour's out, I'm going to focus a lot more on just him and some problems and issues he's facing. But the main concern here is, why is this guy taking part in these meetings? Let me let you hear James O'Keefe again, a little bit longer cut of how he introduces himself, saying, and Jeff Zucker is the one trying to be very polite, and he said, thank you for calling. And I could just see his face, and I'll bet he threw maybe a one-finger wave at James at the time. It wasn't on video. Who knows what he did? And then after the call was actually broken, I'm sure he might have used maybe a dam or hell or maybe something stronger. Here's James O'Keefe again.
You're unmuted.
Hey, Jeff Zucker, are you there? Hey,
yes.
This is James O'Keefe. We've been listening to your CNN calls for basically 2 months, recording everything. Just wanted to ask you some questions if you have a minute. Do you still feel you're the most trusted name in news? Because I have to say, from what I've been hearing on these phone calls, I don't know about that. I mean, we got a lot of recordings that indicate you're not really that independent of a journalist.
Thank you for your comments. So everybody, in light of that, I think what we'll do is we'll set up a new system, and we'll be back with you. We'll do the rest of the call a little bit later.
We're going to release those recordings today at 7 o'clock. So stay tuned. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, have a good day. We're done. We'll resume them later when we can get to a line that he's not tapping into. And then he said, thank you for your comments. I think what we'll do is we'll set up a new system. We'll be back with you. We'll do the rest of the call a little bit later. You know what else they did? They decided to reach out and contact police or use our legal staff to do so. They decided there might be a legal violation here. They called police. What are we going to do about that? This guy has been secretly recording us. Is there a violation? Maybe a federal violation. Now, it's going to take very skilled lawyers on both sides to argue this case. So I'm not going to pretend that I am one or that I slept in a hotel that would suddenly give me that knowledge overnight. But I will tell you this. Generally, you are allowed to tape a conversation if you're part of it. Well, James O'Keefe was part of it. He got the line. He dialed in. He's listening. Was he scheduled to be on the line listening? Was he scheduled to be one of the ones included? Nope. So you could make the claim that, well, he's a third party, not invited, and he's illegally taping and now airing it, which is the next step of a violation, possibly. If you have, in many states, and again, I cannot give you state-by-state legislation. I've been pretty familiar with Texas, and they've changed, I think, Missouri, Illinois, and yet other states. Basically, if I'm a party of the conversation and you call me, or even if I call you, I could be taping the conversation. I don't have to tell you anything, and I can tape it. I cannot put it out for public dissemination. Unless I advise you of that. James O'Keefe identified who he is with Project Veritas. And you knew he wasn't just going to say, I think I'll just put this on a loop in my bathroom so while I'm in there I could just hear this. No, you know he had other intentions. So dissemination becomes the next point. If you, for instance, you would often hear disc jockeys in the past, you know, when you call into the station on a contest line or for any comments, they're going to put you on the air. I mean, you just know they're going to, you may want to be on the air. But sometimes if they call you as a prank and they're recording you and mocking you and making fun of you in some way and they put that on the air, I think you should get a good lawyer and you probably will win that case. Because while they were a party of the conversation and they could record it, that does not give them authority to broadcast it. There are a lot of different restrictions and limitations. Some are pretty clear until you define, then start going after them. But riddle me this now. What if James O'Keefe, and we know from Project Veritas and similar undercover work, sometimes it's not a phone call, they're just in the room and they're recording what people are saying, and the people talking, such as Planned Parenthood, talking about selling parts of aborted babies and maybe getting a Lamborghini for some of those parts. It was not a phone conversation. It was a in-person conversation. If they didn't know who they're speaking to, tough luck. You don't have to identify yourself as a reporter if you're recording. But then riddle me this. With CNN taking this attitude to call police, do you remember the secret recordings of First Lady Melania Trump? She was recorded on a phone conversation with a woman at that time who was a senior advisor in the White House, July 2018, Stephanie Wolkoff. Now, why was she recording Melania Trump? And how often did she do it? Don't know all of that, but we do know that she took her recordings and gave them to CNN because she thought this will show the hate and the chaos inside the Trump White House, that even Melania is fed up. That was her intent, and that was why CNN ran it. Now, they know that had to be obtained without the permission of Melania Trump. They know that. And they ran it anyway. I want to get into that in more detail before we wrap up this hour. But James O'Keefe also in his discussion with Zucker said, we just want to see how you make the sausage. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Come on in, I'll be close. You're my kind of man. So big and so strong. Come on in, I'll be closer. I'm all alone, and the night is so long.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We think it's important for the American people to know how you make the sausage, right? How you, to quote Noam Chomsky, manufacture consent. You know, consent should not be manufactured. It should be informed. People should be an informed populace to make informed decisions. So there you have it, folks. Live streaming the CNN 9 a.m. conference call. It was abruptly ended when James O'Keefe.
Thanks for using the AT&T teleconferencing service.
AT&T. Isn't that the company that Zucker is being fired from? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they abruptly ended the conference call when I dialed in.
Ah, he mentioned Zucker, and you heard that AT&T operator, and he said, isn't Zucker having some issues, AT&T? Let me brief you on that very quickly. That was James O'Keefe again talking about listening in to the morning conference news called, and Jeff Zucker, president of CNN, taking an active part. And I'll read you some details in a moment. CNN is owned by Turner Broadcasting. That is a subdivision of AT&T's Warner Media. So, yeah, AT&T is the top boss of Zucker. When you get down to it, they may have to deal without him going forward. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But let me wrap up this thing about O'Keefe saying we just want to see how the sausage is made. Folks, if you have never, you might love small, you might absolutely love sausage. If you ever saw how it's made, you might never want any more again. So just trust me on this. Same thing goes for news sometimes. Once you see how it's made, you think, well, no wonder I don't like it. In one of the recordings, and I'm seeing transcripts because I haven't had a chance to hear all of them. In one of the transcripts O'Keefe released, the CNN staff in this morning meeting are arguing, I should say they're agreeing they're not going to give President Donald Trump a platform. Well, doesn't that sound very suspicious and similar to what Facebook said specifically, Twitter, I should say, when they wanted to shut down the story about Hunter Biden and the email, and that story saying, well, we don't have it verified. We're not giving them a platform to spread the story. And apparently in another recording, Jeff Zucker, president of CNN, heard criticizing the president, apparently back in October, saying Trump is, quote, acting erratically. And he also claimed that the CNN chyrons, those are the things they put under someone when they're speaking, he said they're too polite. One chyron at the time claimed that Trump had been spooked by his coronavirus diagnosis. I'm surprised they didn't have cause of racism over that. And Zucker has also heard directing staff to target Senator Lindsey Graham. And Zucker says on the tape, because he really deserves it. And speaking about racist, apparently another CNN exec on one of those meetings accuses Fox News' Tucker Carlson of being a racist, calling his program the White Supremacy Hour. That's taking place in CNN as they're putting together the news content for the day, looking for truth and journalism and ethics. No. That's not at all what they were doing. Let's take a closer look at how that's played up against the secret recordings involving Melania Trump and the future of Jeff Zucker.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDruryLaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Do you still feel you're the most trusted name in news? Because I have to say, from what I've been hearing on these phone calls, I don't know about that. I mean, we got a lot of recordings that indicate you're not really that independent of a journalist.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. So everybody, in light of that, I think what we'll do is we'll set up a new system, and we'll be back with you. We'll do the rest of the call a little bit later.
And so James O'Keefe is done. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas founder, apparently had been given a connection line to how to listen to these morning news conference calls plotting the day of news for CNN. Every news operation has them. Had them in the morning, they have one at midday, they have one late day, so forth and so on. But in this case, the CNN president, Jeff Zucker, is present, making recommendations and remarks. I shared a few of them a moment ago. But let me give you another viewpoint. The Daily Beast. The Daily Beast is a publication founded in 2008. And they were looking at Project Veritas's tape as being released, what they saw from last night. And they took the, so what? Big deal. Said, here's the way they were quoting it. What were the supposedly shocking comments O'Keefe uncovered? According to last night's release, the most damning thing anyone on CNN's editorial team did was accuse Fox News' Tucker Carlson of being a racist. Now, I read that part to you previously, but let me repeat it. One of the digital VP of global programming, Marcus Mabry, says in one tape, I think it's unavoidable you have to talk about the naked racism of Tucker Carlson, because that's what really drove this anti-diversity push, you know. Trump watches Tucker Carlson show, then reacts, and just as far the white supremacy hour they have on Fox News every night. That's the way the Daily Beast reported it. Then added, not exactly news for anyone who watches Carlson's nightly show. In fact, they're accepting the Daily Beast that he's racist and that's what he's doing. And other than that, they didn't see anything that bad. I mean, they saw there's nothing really there. No big deal. Well, let me remind you, the Daily Beast, in making that comment, was, as I said, published originally in 2008. The founding editor, Tina Brown, former editor of Vanity Fair and The New Yorker. Oh, yeah. Strong conservatives. Right. But there were other things that Zucker did and some of the others on there. And we read some of them for you earlier. And as soon as he was led to believe and found out that Veritas apparently had been listening to their conferences for several days, 2 months, then he wanted to find a way to get out of that thing. And so he just said, okay, thanks for pointing that out, James O'Keefe. I think we're done here for now. We'll move on. One of the other things that came out of the original Project Veritas tapes with the Beast did also acknowledge that Zucker did not want his staff to, quote, normalize President Trump's delusional claims about the election. Right. Zucker said, this is a president who knows he's losing, knows he's in trouble, is sick, maybe is on the after effects of steroids or not. I don't know, but we don't want to normalize that. We've come to expect it for the last 3.5-4 years. We cannot let it be normalized. It's all over the place, acting erratically. We need to lean into that. Lean into that is telling those members of CNN staff, pull out your knives and go after Trump and find out whatever you can to make him look like he's delusional. And again, once this story broke, CNN put word out, our legal team is now investigating and we are notifying law enforcement because there could be some violations. I pointed out previously, if you are taping a conversation, you're part of the conversation. In most states, you're allowed to tape it. You're not allowed to broadcast it. Zucker was part of the conversation, taping it. He wasn't known to them to be part of it at the time, but they were taping it, and then he's decided to broadcast it. And we'll see how far that goes. But while CNN is claiming and making this big, big deal about, we got violated, we were violated, I like to turn you to still another source, Breitbart, which is strong conservative, opposite side of Daily Beast. As a piece written by, well, make sure I get the right writer on this. Yeah, John Nolte. He talks about the one thing you got to love about CNN. They're such babies, such spoiled, entitled, thin-skinned little man babies. Yes, CNN is corrupt, embraces, encourages political violence, but you can't help but laugh when they freak out like little babies over something like this and go tattling to law enforcement. The same ones who used an audio tape brought to them by a former senior advisor in the White House in a conversation she was having with Melania Trump. July 2018, Stephanie Warnock, who at that time was a senior advisor in the White House, she was recording Melania Trump without her knowledge. And for what purpose? Probably for a book or something down the road, or in this case, to go to CNN and say, look what I found, more evidence of chaos in the White House. In this conversation you're going to hear take place, Stephanie Walkoff is trying to pit Melania against Trump. She wants him to say something bad about him, talking about how, Melania, you were, everybody loved you, and now you're with Trump, and they're not so sure. Listen how this plays out.
People across the world, it's in New York, it was always Melania, Melania, Melania. Like, you know,
I don't give a f-.
It's not about giving a f-.
It's true. Honestly, it's like, because it's, you know, it's honestly, I'm doing the same stuff that I did before, they cannot stand him. They know that I'm with him. They know that I'm.
But they felt badly for you before. Now that, you know what I'm saying?
Correct. Like, correct. Right. Okay. All that stuff, all that stuff came out. They feel bad for me. My polls went up. They said, oh my God, she feels so, she's amazing. She's fantastic.
That's not exactly what they wanted to hear from Melania. They really, Stephanie Waldock was trying to say, but you were all of this and now you're with him. And Melania said, I don't give a F. Okay, so she dropped a couple F-bombs. I'm not appalled or shocked by that. Maybe you are, and I'm sure CNN was hoping, well, this approved, this woman. What was it proving? What did the entire exchange prove? Nothing. But the key is it was a clandestine recording during a phone conversation. And again, since Stephanie Wolkoff was a member of the party, the conversation, she could tape it if she chose to. Maybe Melania was taping it her end. But then Stephanie decided to run to CNN. Look what I can show you some of the chaos inside the White House. But you listen to that, she couldn't really get Melania to go against Trump, could she? So then they turned to the question about the trip to the U.S.-Mexico border. I remember when Melania went down to see some of the children and examine, quote, the cages, which were originally put in place by Obama, and separating children from their parents, which also happened under Obama. So she was talking about that issue and the children. And again, here comes Stephanie Wolkoff. She says, oh, this would be good. I know CNN will like this because we're all about going after that mean man. He's taking children away from their mamas. Well, listen again to Melania Trump.
All these kids that I met, they were they are here in the shelters because they were brought by it through coyotes, the people, or trafficking.
Oh my
and
God.
That's why they put them in jail, and the kids that they go in shelters, and the way they take care of them, it's, you know, they even said, the kids, they say, wow, I will have my own bed, I will sleep on the bed, I will have a cabinet for my clothes. It's so sad to hear it, but they didn't have that in their own countries.
Right.
They sleep on the floor. They are, you know, they're fed. They are taking care nicely there. But, you know, yeah, they are not with parents. It's sad. But when they come here alone or with coyotes or illegally, you know, you need to do something.
Stephanie Wolkoff is a slimy creature. She was again trying to encourage Melania to say something bad about how the kids are being treated. And she said what we've said, and you know, these kids at the border, even though they were separated from their parents, because one, are they really your parent? Are they related to you at all? Or are they just trying to smuggle you over and going to sell you to people across the nation for sex? But Melania said they actually have a bed. They have something. They have clothing. They have food. They're not in cages or being held in an area so nobody can get to them and they can't just run off. That's what they were trying to do. And Melania knew that. She was not biting, but she kept hearing Wolkoff trying to say, I see. You know, she's looking. Well, CNN played that, and they think that proved something as well? It proved that you used an illegally obtained copy of a phone call involving the First Lady. And you put it on the air. Did you go and verify with your legal team? Probably not, because we can do it and then say we're sorry. That's the way the left always does anyway. I mentioned about the future of CNN Zucker. I'm not done with that part of the story. Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So again, Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN News, taking part in morning news production meetings, deciding what is going to be played on his air in the newscast and how, and giving directions in cases. And as James O'Keefe simply asked when he was opening up the line so they could hear him, he said, I've been listening to you guys for 2 months. Are you still considering that you're a legitimate news organization? Because I don't hear that that's what you're doing. And Zucker said, well, thank you for that. We appreciate it. We're going to discontinue this call. We'll take it up again later. Now, Jeff Zucker, as I said, president of CNN. CNN is owned by Turner Broadcasting. But Turner is a division of AT&T's WarnerMedia. Jeff Zucker might be looking for a way out before they make the decision on him, because this kind of stuff should say you're not capable of being a news exec, I mean an exec of the whole company, if you're dealing with the minions inside the newsroom. But it's been known in the past. I'm looking at a piece from Variety Magazine that covers this kind of stuff on a regular basis, and it points out Zucker is known to involve himself in minutia of shows, even occasionally talking to anchors while they are on TV. And talked about how he took Don Lemon and Brooke Baldwin and made them big stars, and Jake Tapper and Cuomo, all of them, Wolf Blitzer. He did all of that. But he's also apparently deeply involved in daily decision-making for the news and how they're going to do it and what they're going to do. The Variety article concludes, critics and some former employees wonder whether CNN can recalibrate itself in case Biden wins the presidency. This was written back in December. He said that would potentially put CNN in a less frenetic environment. Some predict a drop in viewership, as if it's already happening. For news outlets across the board, the news cycles always will continue unabated, but the likely weeks coming will determine whether Jeff Zucker has a hand in how CNN contributes to it. Now, his days may be limited. Not because of the Jeff James O'Keefe Project Veritas, but just the fact that if they're really going to look at what they're doing, if they really want to become a legitimate news organization, but we know they don't, so it's just pie in the sky wishing, I guess. Oh, speaking of Biden, by the way, Biden has trashed President Donald Trump for making that statement, America First, and even former member of the White House, James Mattis, General Mattis, had said, we got to stop saying that. It upsets other countries. Well, Biden, in an interview with New York Times' Thomas Friedman, said, his quote, we're going to fight like hell by investing in America first. Whoops. It came back. Oh, by the way, Biden is also saying the U.S. Constitution clearly, his words, clearly requires illegal aliens to be counted for the purpose of creating congressional districts. That's why the Democrats want to count anyone and everyone. That gives more numbers so they can put more districts together for them. And speaking of illegals, actress and Joe Biden surrogate Alyssa Milano made an immigration-themed Christmas movie. Here's a young girl who finds herself parentless, homeless, after her mother, an illegal immigrant, is kicked out of the country. And they talk about the border, the U.S. border, and calls it just an imaginary line. But we already know that's what they believe anyway. Oh, update on COVID. Andrew Cuomo now says 170,000 doses of that COVID-19 vaccine will soon be available to healthcare workers and some residents in New York December 15. Remember, Trump said we're going to send it to everywhere if they're going to use it, but we're not sending it to New York because they think if it comes from me, it's not any good. Well, I guess Cuomo decided I better do an about-face on this one. And then while we're talking about targets and just destroying people just because you had the platform, these late-night talk shows, they have thrived on bashing Trump on a constant basis. and anyone around him, including Fox Business host Maria Bartiromo, who got her interview exclusive with Trump, the first extensive interview he's done since the election was held. And you know what Jimmy Kimmel thought was such a cute line? I don't know if he wrote it, but he certainly said it. He said Trump gave his first post-election interview to Maria. I don't know what happened to her, but she appears to be auditioning for the position of Donald Trump's next wife. That's supposed to be funny, right? I'll tell you something that is funny. I'd mentioned earlier this hour that maybe I'm going to issue a mask mandate. If you're going to listen to this program, you have to listen. You have to wear a mask while you're listening. Because I don't want you to infect me. Wear a mask. Andrew Boots on the Ground in Chicago said, mask mandate to listen to Larry Connors USA? What we need is an earmuff mandate for those watching CNN and NNN. Nailed it again, Andrew. Yeah, did it again. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow. Let your friends and neighbors know. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.